Thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends.
She's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so.
I don't push to the point of insanity. I don't think I'm ever going to prolapse.
We are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way.
The Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover.
Krampus!
Like, just fucking...
Yeah, like, I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist. Like,
it's terrible!
As long as I get a laugh and you get a laugh, I think we've been successful, so.
If that was my grandmother, you son of a bitch! She didn't splatter like a bag of meat!
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
She really likes how I say audio.
I know how the internet works.
Internet boyfriends. It amused me, I think. So, I guess we'll just get started. Did you like the intro from last week?
Yeah.
Because that's new. That's all new. That's all Timmy.
I know.
Big
you,
thanks
well,
to Timmy.
You sent me
for
the. You sent me before you did all the laying over of the snippets of our terrible conversations. You sent me the audio before, and it was sounded good then. So. It
yeah,
still sounds good.
He. I've been sitting on it for a while
because
obviously haven't been doing episodes. But anyways, hi, welcome to another episode of Internet Boyfriends, another new episode, opposed to old episodes that have been sitting on the website for a while that haven't been updated. So we're updating now, and everything's good. And of course, I'm Joey, and with me here is the Malcolm Reynolds to my Wash. My Hoban Washburn, is it Hoban?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. Ryan Kloss.
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
I'm good. How are you? I missed you.
I'm doing very good. The liquor is helping. It's very like I said, I'm nervous. I'm very nervous.
You have nothing to be nervous about. You're who people tune in for.
What's that?
You're who people tune in for.
The meat,
you're the spice.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Fuck that. Fucking, it's terrible. Don't say things like that.
I got to know all these people and then introduce them to you. And now they all like, oh man, Joey, he's awesome. Ryan's cool, but Joey's awesome.
Who says that?
Oh, I get DMs about that all the time. All the time. You should have seen my DM list. It's constant.
Name one. Name one fucking person that says shit like that. See, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You say it and I appreciate it. And that's, you know, nobody DMs that shit ever. That's not how that works. I don't think that there is a single person that has gone out of their way to be like, oh man, you know, I knew Ryan, he's an okay guy, but you're really something else. And if they did, I'd probably slap them or something along those lines. I'd hit them and say like, no, fuck you, because Ryan's way better. So
that's why it works. We both think each other's better.
Yeah, that's the way it's always been.
One of us is right.
I prefer not to think that way. So there.
Fair enough.
I like to think we're both right.
Okay.
So
very Canadian of you, or Swiss
it is
of you.
Very, well, no,
that's very Swiss.
Last night, not so much.
Oh, that's only Vancouver, and Montreal, and Toronto. Not so much Winnipeg, maybe. But we'll see when they get their new team.
Why are they? Are they getting a new? I know nothing about what they're doing over there.
Yeah, Winnipeg. I think it's official. The not the Jets, but the Winnipeg is getting a team again, and it will probably not be called the Jets, which was their old team. The former Atlanta Thrashers, I believe. Are moving
Atlanta
to Winnipeg.
Had a hockey team?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are moving to Winnipeg, and Winnipeg's going to have a team again. And Winnipeg's very happy about that, it seems.
They aren't fucking rioting, so
not
that's
yet.
Good.
They didn't lose or win. They haven't had anything yet.
I thought they were going to lose the riot because they were too polite. They're like, oh, could I please flip this car over? No.
Oh, well, I'm from Montreal. We riot all the time.
Buddy.
We riot a few times a year.
Well, I guess you get like it just builds up after a while. You just got to let it out because it can't be too Canadian all the time.
No.
Because you guys aren't British. That's the thing. I mean, that's, you know, British or I don't know. I really don't know the stereotype for British people. I assume, you know, stiff upper lip and you're all very,
that's
like,
a stereotype.
Oh, yes, oh, very formal. Fill out six, you know, pages to flip the car over. So. But then they have soccer hooligans. So I don't know. I don't know what.
Exactly.
I don't
it's the same kind of soccer. It's, the hockey riots are our soccer hooliganism.
You have hockey hooligans? Oh, that's something else.
I don't think it's anywhere near that. There's much fewer stabbings and murders, but...
Well, I know you have the Green Men, so...
Well, that's only because of Philip. It's Always Sunny. Like, we didn't invent the Green Man. We're just like, oh, the Green Man's awesome. Let's be the Green Man.
Well, yeah, Canadians might not invent everything, or they might not be, like, the first ones there, but they really do a good... Like, Canadians did not invent comedy, but they do a damn good job with it. Like, that's just how Canada is. You guys fucking take that shit and you run with it and you do really well. Love me some Canada.
I love me some Canada, too.
Yeah. This is not at all how I intended to start the show, but fuck it. I'm having fun. You're having...
It's been a while.
I was actually starting
we're allowed
the show.
A little diversion after so long from talking.
That's what this whole fucking show is. It's nothing but diversions. It's all we do. It's just
a little extra diversion before we get on the rough, very rough plan of attack for the individual episode.
The idea.
What is the plan of attack for this individual episode anyway?
Well, I was gonna start the show with some bad news.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you've been following U.S. news lately, but there's been quite an uproar in the States. We've been having some issues with a particular representative from New York, Democrat.
And they're now a former representative.
Well, yes, as of today, yes, a former representative. We're very on the day topical, like the fucking riots in Vancouver last night and talking about Wiener.
I know a couple days ago Boner talked to him.
You just want to throw that in there.
It's
that
true, though. There was some article about Boner's thoughts on Wiener. And I had to giggle because I'm five.
We're supposed to call him Boehner. That's
I guess it's like
the American way.
It's like Matt Groening. People say groaning, but it's actually Groening.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, the guy, I'm an independent, really. I'm not going to say I'm a Democrat, but I'm independent. I don't want to respect the wishes of a Republican, but I don't know. Whatever. You don't want to be called Boehner. Whatever. I don't care, man.
Boehner.
So. Understandably so now, like, having, like, the Wang synonym for your last name really isn't, like, a good thing right now.
Especially when you're showing it to people on Twitter.
Yeah, so that's my bad news. That's been the running joke that when I get to 10,000 tweets, I was going to, like, put up a picture of my junk on Twitter. Like, because I figured once I – to me, I know it's a very laughable idea to other people, but to me, 10,000 tweets is like I'm my own Twitter celebrity when I hit that point. And every Twitter celebrity has to have that scandal where they're, like, putting up – like, their phone gets hacked, like the chick from Paramore or that girl that was in Kat Dennings that was in Thor. She had naked pictures of her put up too.
So did What's-Her-Face from Thor, apparently. Blake Lively.
Really?
Allegedly.
Man.
She denies it, of course.
Wait, she was in Thor? She was in...
No, she was in Green Lantern.
Yeah, she's in Green Lantern. I know that nobody wants to talk about that today because apparently Green Lantern got terrible reviews and so on and so forth. I don't know. Whatever, man.
That's all good.
I can't say that there's one movie this summer that I'm going to go out of my way to see in theaters with the exception of Captain America, I think. I'm not doing the theater thing right now.
Fair enough.
Especially, Netflix, I actually downgraded my Netflix to Instant Watch only for the first time this month. How fucking crazy is that? That I don't even get the fucking disc anymore.
Well, you don't need the disc
anymore. I know it's normal to you, but...
No, the Canadian, old Canadian version of Netflix called Zip.ca, I still have discs from 2010 that I haven't returned, and I've been lazy. I have Heat, Seven Samurai, and... some terrible Canadian horror movie that I just keep forgetting to put back in the mailbox. And now I can't because the postal service is on strike. Fuck.
Oh, poor Canada. Oh, man. What are they?
I better get a discount on this month. I wonder.
Do you think they would do that?
They better. Fuck them.
Netflix does. Now, like, if I ever have any interruption whatsoever with anything for Netflix, they always send me, like, they're like, here's, you know, 5 cents credit because there was 6 minutes in the afternoon you couldn't have used that.
I got the same for Netflix, too. I got, like, 8 cents credit or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, they're fucking crazy.
They're
like,
awesome.
Like, I'm like, I get it, dude. Like, you want to be a good customer, the whole customer service thing, right on. I mean, Amazon does the same kind of shit. Like, I'm all for that. I'm going to keep dealing with you because you're awesome. But, like, Netflix, you're, like, way too old. Like that's, like, the really pretty girl. It's like... Oh, you fell over. I'm going to help you up instead of laughing at you. Like, you're already pretty. You don't need to help me up, goddammit.
And then she asks you to go play video games, and she's like, you're like, ah.
I got to be careful with that lately. I got to be very careful with that. Maybe later we could talk. I don't know.
No, but we're occasionally a little too racist or a little too sexist or a little too things because we know we're clearly joking because... we love all people of shapes, sizes, and genders. But
so the fact
there's humor
that you
in everything.
Say anything. Yes, I would never. I really don't want the idea of shitting on somebody for their race or their gender or even their religious belief, which is a choice.
But you can shit on someone for being an asshole.
Yeah, and I do all the time. Yeah. But this is, to me, it's a big difference because if I'm going to attack somebody, I'm attacking what they're doing, not who they are.
Yeah.
You know, for the same reason I look back this week on one of my old blogs that I did. did. I wrote about 6 months worth of stuff back when I was like 23 or something, whatever. Very angry stuff, like a lot of like, ah, oh, fuck this, and so on and so forth. You know, as I tended to be when I was 23. Now I don't give a shit. I don't care anymore. But it was about like the idea of like fat acceptance. Like people in America, apparently 3 years ago, were really, there was some sort of an article I read about how people who are overweight want to be accepted, and they're saying that they're, you know, stereotyped, and you know, they're not accepted into except for everybody else, whatever. You know, I said like, well, that's kind of ridiculous because in America, they're the majority.
Yeah.
Even a question of acceptance, they're more of them than, you know, like than of me, you know, so what the fuck? But I know what it's like to be overweight. I understand. I get it. I wouldn't fucking shit on, I don't believe that, like, when people say, like, oh, well, you know, I was born like this, like, I was born to be overweight. Well, no, I don't think that you were. I don't think you were born to be any, you know, genetics plays a role into it, but, I mean, ultimately, it's the choices you make.
Yeah, you can be born to be hefty.
Yeah.
Like, you can be born to be heavier than the norm, for sure. There's no one born to be, needed to be taken to their house on a forklift. There's no one born who's naturally so big they need to have two seats on a plane.
Even if that's the case, even if it is the two seats on the plane or the forklift or the scooter through Walmart, I still don't see a reason to attack that person.
No, of course not. Look, of course not.
Because, fuck it. I know it's a dangerous comparison, but the idea of like skin color and that are very similar to me because you can't change change your weight very quickly.
No, that's true.
Well, I know. I'm getting fucking saucy. I've been drinking now. So,
like, there's definitely a certain amount of momentum involved.
What do you mean?
Like, once you start in a direction, you can keep going. It's much easier to continue in that direction than to change direction.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
Like, once you're at a certain size, it's your body needs a certain amount of calories to, like, to run, and you need more calories the bigger you are. As such, it's very unpleasant to have to cut back on calories enough to lose a lot of weight.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
especially at the sizes we're talking about. Like, I'm overweight. I'm definitely overweight. And I could definitely lose 40 pounds or so. But I can't imagine being over 300, over 400 pounds, and being like, I need to lose some weight. It's just so daunting a thing at that point.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, oh, 40 pounds. I can't eat pizza all the time. Fuck it. I seem to have plateaued. I'm fine.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, that's the idea of, like, I feel sympathetic to people when it comes to that sort of stuff because it bugs the shit out of me because, like, I've always had a problem with my weight when it comes to, like, I'm too much or I weigh too little or I don't fucking know what to weigh or, you know, I'm like, I don't know, man. Fucking, like, even now, like, I exercise now and I'm trying to be really active and everything and I kind of, like, I really have to be fucking noticing what I'm putting in my face because, like, sometimes I just won't eat and I don't eat anything. And then, like, I go, like, 6 or 7 hours, and I'm like, oh, I'm fucking hungry. I should eat something. And then other times, I'm just like, I can't stop putting food in my face. It's fucking weird. But, you know, I don't see any reason to shit on people for that. I don't see a reason to shit on people for gender. I don't see a lot of reasons to shit on a lot of people for any of those fucking reasons. Anything that you can't readily change about yourself, like an opinion you can change.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you say that you want to fucking, well, I think so. I think that, you know what, if I can fucking let this shit go, you can let this shit go. Because I kind of feel like when people get really attached to things, that's when it really becomes a problem, becomes an issue. Like, the idea of someone saying, like, oh, we should make a fucking wall between Mexico and the U.S. because we don't want the Mexicans getting over. What the fuck kind of, like,
yeah,
a
absurd
wall? Like, I can understand if you're not cool with illegal immigrants or, you know, you want tighter immigration, whatever. Like, there's ways to go about that. But, like, build a giant fucking wall. Where are you pulling this shit from? Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
I'm not saying these opinions aren't stupid, because they are. I'm just saying lots of them are ingrained and difficult to change in the same way that other things are difficult to change. That's all. It's not usually a flip-on light switch thing. Oh, they are stupid.
Well,
if you want to build a wall up, I will.
I'll be accepting of them. Fucking hold on to them too hard. That's what I'm saying.
If you're anti-gay, stupid opinion. If you want to build a wall up to keep people out, stupid opinion. I will happily say that's a stupid opinion. If you're racist, you're fucking stupid.
There's no argument I can make there. Like, well, they probably have a good reason for it, Ryan.
I don't
like,
give a shit.
No, they really don't. They're just fucking bigots. They're bigots and they're assholes usually. So, I mean, it's, I know, whatever. We should probably get fucking focused on,
yeah,
like,
what other news have you
topic
seen lately? Aside from
Wienergate. What other news? We didn't go through. Well, I guess we went through the riots. If that's even considered what we wanted to talk about. And
we briefly
the fact
touched
that I
on
can't
the Wiener
put up naked photos of myself on Twitter now. So, I'll figure something out. I'll figure something out for 10,000. I gotta. It's like a personal celebration. Maybe, like, I'll do, like, the, like laying on like the
plank.
What's that?
It's like planking or something.
No. I was gonna say like laying on like a bedspread or something, whatever, with like a jauntily or a precariously placed comic book or something in a certain area. And be like, that's what you get for listening to me for 10,000 tweets.
That's terrifying.
But planking? What the fuck, man? Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I really just don't know. That's all I have to say about that. It makes no sense to me. I don't get it.
When I was younger, I would complain that I was bored a lot. Yeah. Like when I was a teenager, I was bored. And then when I hit my 20s, I just stopped being bored. It was this weird thing that I noticed. Like all of a sudden, I just stopped being bored. And then from there, I started to grow away from using like Instant Messenger or that kind of stuff. Like obviously Twitter has kind of like filled that gap to a certain degree, but for the most part, if someone needs to get a hold of me right now, fuck you. I mean, I don't
yeah.
Like you certainly, like if you said like, hey, I really have to talk to you, I will make that time. But for most people, I really don't give a shit. I don't care. I mean, I will get back to you as soon as I can, but for the most part, I am doing things. I've got shit to do, and that's just the way it is. Like the idea of being bored seems like foreign to me now. And like this, like planking sounds exactly like something I would have thought up when I was 14 years old and be like, I'm bored, what do you want to do? You want to go lay on things? Yeah, let's go do that.
Well, but it's so fucking weird. Like, even shit like Ghost Riding the Whip, like weird, stupid teenager fads like that, that at least sort of seems like it could be fun. Stupid, you could really hurt yourself, but kind of fun.
It sounds like something that, like,
but
I would never go up
where
to someone
is the
like,
fun?
You should try planking, because planking is something I would totally go up to someone and go, you should totally Ghost Ride the Whip.
Exactly.
I
where's
hear
the
that
fun in lying
shit.
Down like a board? Where is the, how, like... I don't understand.
The car.
That's moving. Exactly.
Lie
in a roof rack. Someone can strap you down. Pretend you're a plank there. Drive away from Home Depot with like four or five people on a roof rack as planks. That would be funny.
Yeah, that would be good.
Lie in a plank in a park? Not funny. I'm now 30. Maybe I'm just old. But I'm pretty good at finding the fun in things. And I don't understand planking one bit. I don't even understand... Like, are they trying to say something? Is there some sociological, like, I am now pretending to be dead? I don't fucking know.
No, I think it's just, I want to lay on this thing. Like, okay, the very
or is it just, like, so they're just so lazy that now they're, our younger generations are so lazy that they just want to, like, their fun is lying down? Face down?
Well, all right. I think the idea, I'm spitballing here real hard. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I think the idea is the idea of like marking territory. Like I have planked here. Have you planked here? Because like, you know what? You want to say like, I don't understand why you do that shit. I don't understand why people use Foursquare. I know like that's not a point system and you fucking like, you get absorbed with
this
shit.
If there were points
quick.
For planking, I would be all, I would totally get it. If there was Plank Square, I could get that. There's no Plank Square. If you want to mark your territory, why not? Like, you could pee on it. Like, you don't. There's no point. Like,
I was
whipping out a piss
like,
on something. Take
on
a
that.
Dump on it. I don't like actually mark your territory. Lying down, then getting up and walking away, not marking your territory.
That's about right. So you want to talk about the DC renumbering or the whatever they're calling it now? I don't think so. I put it down, but I thought about it.
I don't think so. It's been talked to death. If you want to hear, read about it on the internet. If you want to hear two smart people talk about each of the individual issues, go listen to the Fuzzy Typewriter podcast. And Paul and David Campo went through all of them for 3 hours, and it was good and interesting. But I'm excited for it. I'm hoping it does well. I'm very happy. At the very least, I'm going to just buy my books digitally from DC from now on. So there's that. I'm cautiously optimistic is my general thought on it. I'm going to be reading a lot of number ones for sure.
I guess we are talking about it a little bit. What's that?
I guess we are going to talk about it a little bit.
I'm not fucking convinced.
Well, that's because they're usually full of shit, so no one's really, like, there's no point in, there's interviews all over the place of people, Eddie Braganza and people talking about it, but no one, like, it's not newsworthy to say, oh, we're going to do the best books we can, because they're going to say that in every fucking interview. I don't know, I don't know what else to say, but every single interview I've read has been saying how they're very excited, and whether it's genuine or not, who knows, but very excited.
Yeah, but everybody's fucking excited. I'm not excited for shit. It takes a lot to get me excited when people are saying, like, hey, we're coming out a new product. Aren't you excited about it? No.
Well, they're still, they just, like, it's been a week. Like, they need some time to, like, build that up. They just said, this is what we've got. Nope. And I'm sure in the next couple months, they're going to give you more and more information without spoiling everything in Flashpoint, but more and more information about, like, what kind of stuff Wonder Woman's going to be like. Apparently she's going to be dealing with the Greek gods again, which is awesome. What Aquaman's going to be like, what Frankenstein's going to be like, what Jonah Hex is going to be like. All that stuff is going to be more fleshed out and give you a better idea of what it is and why it's interesting and why they did this and all that stuff.
I know that I'm fucking nuts and I don't work in the industry, so I would do things that nobody else would, but my thing, if I was Jim Lee, and I'm fucking not, I make that very clear, it would be to come out and say, listen, I understand that you're afraid of what's going to happen to your favorite characters. Like, this is a very emotionally charged thing because people get really attached to these characters. This is a lot of people, that's their escape from the fucking real world.
And they've said
and
that.
If they have 10 minutes off from a shitty joke, going to sit there and read fucking Batman, that's their fucking escape from that. And it's going to bother them when that stuff changes. I understand that's scary and it's different. But guess what? Here's my fucking Jim Lee guarantee. When that shit happens, it turns over, I guarantee you, every book that you love is going to have the best creative team I can put on that book. And it is going to be the best book that we can put out. And I fucking personally guarantee that. And if you don't like it, you can come to Jim Lee and you can tell me that you don't like it. And we will do our best to make sure everything's going to be okay.
Jim Lee specifically said, I can't fuck this up. Like, he's essentially said that exact thing in interviews.
Good! I just haven't heard it.
And honestly, I don't know how much they give a shit about the 100,000 people buying DC Comics right now. I don't know if they actually care. Because really, why the fuck should they?
Because it's their fucking base. Their
base that is barely supporting the comics they're putting out now. Barely! And then it's constantly shrinking.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I understand. I don't. But
their
don't
goal with this is to get all like as many new people as possible. And if that means sacrificing some of the old people, fuck them.
I don't know. That bugs it. That bugs the piss out of me because regardless, I love the fucking Punisher. We've talked about this. Like we talked about at length about Frankencastle.
But the thing is, Frankencastle was exactly.
Yes. That's what it comes to. You want to rape my fucking character? You want to kill him off and you want to bring him back as a fucking monster? I'm fine with
that. They're
not
doing
that.
Green Lantern is staying the same. Batman as Bruce Wayne is staying the same. Like, this stuff is, like, they've made it clear that the people that are actually well-liked and sell well, Batman and Green Lantern, and that's about it, are more or less staying the same.
Yeah, well, I can understand that, but it's just, I don't know. It's just, we're going on a little too much.
A sentence or two.
What's that?
A sentence or two.
I don't know. You want to keep talking about just some news, or you want to keep talking about DCU?
Enough DCU.
Okay. So, speaking of other U's, did you see anything about E3? About the Wii U and all the rest of that crap?
I saw some stuff, yeah. I'm mostly.
Are you interested in any of that stuff?
The thing I am most excited about is Sly Cooper 4.
Okay.
Out of every announcement, that's the most I'm most excited about. I don't really care about the Wii U. I don't, like.
That's kind of sad.
I might end up getting one day if there's, like, a bunch of great games I really want to play on it. Like, if Eternal Darkness comes out for the Wii U, I'm going to buy a Wii U. If there's a new Eternal Darkness and it comes out for any system that I don't have, I'm buying that system to play that game. That is happening.
Fair enough.
But,
You're not even excited about Uncharted, no?
I have the first two. I haven't played them yet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've only had the PS3 for a few months. I can't really, like, I've had it since Christmas.
I haven't had a ton of time to play, but... we're different. Like, I would say video games is my kind of primary thing. Comic books is your primary thing. We're different, but I don't know. If I had the fucking Uncharted games sitting right here under my nose, I would not be fucking waiting to play them. But
I'll play them
just me.
Later.
So, I don't know. Are you at least excited about, like, the Kinect? Because you have a Kinect. I mean... Did you at least download the fucking Kinect Labs and try out all the hacks and everything they have?
I didn't even know that was available to download.
Oh my god.
That's how not
dialed
in.
Yeah, go fucking start up your 360 and plug in your Kinect.
It's
in
another room.
They have like little things.
My Kinect's always plugged in. The only, like, we've used the Kinect twice. Once when my friends Danny and Chris bought it for us, and once a week or two ago when after we came back from Toronto and had bought Dan Central, and we played that again with Danny and Chris.
Dan Central.
So aside from those two things, I've not used my own Kinect. I've used it twice in 6 months.
Well, so, you better start it up because you're gonna have to get into Minecraft. So
I'm not fucking playing Minecraft.
No? Come on.
I've had it works on the Mac. I have an Apple opportunity to play Minecraft. I have no interest.
Why?
What? Why would I?
It's a great fucking game.
I don't need to spend time continuously building shit to avoid, like, no, fuck it. I would rather play... No, I have no interest in that whatsoever. I don't, like... It's. I don't even want to play SimCity. I'm not going to want to play something like fucking... No.
Okay.
No
fine,
interest.
Fine, whatever. None. All right, how about Saints Row 3? Did you release... Are you interested in that at all?
I haven't played the first two, so not terribly.
Doesn't matter.
I've had idle curiosity in playing the first two, so I'm kind of interested, but not super excited.
The only thing you need to know about Saints Row 3 is that they have a giant dildo sword that you can smack people with. That's all you need to know about
interested.
That game.
I am now more interested.
See, there you go. I'm telling you, like, everybody, Saints Row is that little fucking franchise that could.
I've heard almost all. I've heard good things about the first one, too. I've heard good things about most of them.
Yeah. The first one was crap, but whatever. I mean, that's going to happen. Yeah. The second one was much, much better. And I know a lot of people say that it's what GTA 4 should have been, and I highly disagree after recently replaying GTA 4, and I think GTA 4 was about what GTA 4 should have been, maybe like I could have done without the people fucking calling me on the phone every 2 seconds, but whatever. You know, for the most part, I'm happy with GTA 4. Even the drunkenness that Nico moves around with all the time, and the fucking cars that move like they're stuck in fucking molasses for half this fucking game. But, you know, I mean, like, still happy with that, but I'm happy to see that something like Saints Row exists where... There's a mini game in Saints Row where you have to cause property damage, steal a raw sewage truck that's like hosing out the fucking porta-johns, and you just spray down neighborhoods with shit.
That sounds awesome.
See, there you go. That's what I'm saying. Like, and there's Grand Theft Auto got into all kinds of trouble because there was the mini game of like the hot coffee in San Andreas.
The unavailable mini game, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually a mini game in Saints Row where you go into a restroom and pleasure people. So, and you have to move the fucking sticks around. Yeah. So, like, it's good. And it's got, like, co-op and everything. It's a fun. I highly recommend picking up Saints Row 2 if you get the chance. It's a ridiculous game. It's not the best game in the world. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And now they're coming out with 3, big dildo sword. Oh, really, just really sold me with the dildo sword right there. So.
Yeah, that would do it.
Well, I think we'll finish up with what the fuck? All right, what the fuck is Apple Cloud real quick? Because I have that in my notes. What the hell is the Apple Cloud? What is all that shit?
Okay.
I understand what a cloud is, but yes. Like, you know,
it's going to be it's sort of the next generation of Mobile Me, which was their syncing of photos and whatnot. But it's going to happen all wirelessly now, and it's going to help. If you take a picture on your iPhone, it will be. If you set it up to do this, because it's in Canada, we have more bandwidth restrictions and stuff, so we can turn that off. But if you have that on, it will automatically be sent up into the cloud and then sent down to your iPad, your laptop, your iMac, whatever other devices you have that are associated with an iCloud account. And so any pictures, any movies, anything that's email probably. I have a quick thing I pulled up just to see. Yeah, all the same, all the stuff. It's like all storage. So if you make an appointment, all that stuff is all put everywhere right away.
Gotcha.
If you buy an app on one thing, it's available on all of them right away. Same with songs, and the big sort of not it's not full on iCloud thing. Is their iTunes Match? So all your pirated music in iTunes, if you have any, or if you ripped a CD or whatever, as long as it exists on the iTunes store, it will become available for you as a legitimate song at 256 kilobits per kbps, and you can then download it from iTunes on every device you have for $25 a year. So if you've pirated or ripped any CDs that are...
Which I haven't. I mean...
You've ripped CDs, of course. That's how you've got some music from that.
Yeah,
that's totally legal.
I've ripped CDs, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's totally legal. So all your ripped music, as long as it's in iTunes and exists or it can be matched up with something on the iTunes Music Store, you can upgrade it to 256 kbps because it's just... whatever they have in the store available, and then you can download it to every device you have, which
that's
is sort of to deal with the Amazon and Google, all your music everywhere, but this way you don't have to actually upload anything. Like, it's all just, because it exists, and it doesn't take any space, because it's all just Apple's one version of Gangster's Paradise. Oh, I don't know, I put that, Gangster's Paradise, for example. You don't have to upload Gangster's Paradise to download everywhere, because Google already has it in their servers, so you just have to download it wherever you want, which is sort of cool.
I know that the idea is smart, because you're switching people from buying things to a service model, where now you have customers every month or every year, and you have an actual customer base of people, opposed to, like, they'll stop buying and buy shit whenever. And it's way better for the shareholders to see that they're paying a certain amount every month, and they'll be back next month. That's why Netflix is going through the fucking roof, because that's exactly what they do, and it's what they do well. They retain their customers like a motherfucker, and that's great. I mean, they're not selling anything. They're basically, you pay them, and, you know.
I am very curious what happens if you cancel this service once you've done that iTunes match thing, and then you've upgraded and made it an official song. If you have to keep, if they become devalued or something, like, I wonder what happens to your songs if that happens.
I would imagine you lose the rights to them.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out in the fall, because that's when it comes out.
I guess so. Still, that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah. Good call on that. I really don't pay attention to that shit, because, as you know, my computer was made back when horses were made.
Yeah.
So
we're made. You are from the state with the most horses per capita.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. God damn it. How did I end up in the state with the most horses per capita?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
You live in the wrong place, my friend.
I do, man. Fucking hate me some
Although,
horses.
Anyways, if you want to kill some horses, you couldn't be in a better place than you are now.
That is a good point. Depends on how you look at it. It's maybe the glass half empty, glass half full sort of thing. So anyways, I just wanted to finish with two fucking little notes, because they're not going to be a little bit longer than that. But, so I wanted this to be a news episode, so we add news besides just, like, random fucking shit that we're discussing. The one thing I want to bring up, because I know that the people out in Chicago, Mandy and, well, Katie's not there anymore. She's moving out to LA, but, however, we have some Chicago friends, and Mike, he's in fucking Texas, so we had
George,
some Chicago
John.
Friends. Well, yeah, those guys, yeah, but they're not in Chicago, they're slightly out of it,
yeah,
so I don't
close
know,
enough
I don't
to
know much about...
I don't think Mandy is in Chicago either. She's out in Evanston, isn't she?
No, I guess, I really don't know where she is now, so, but, okay, so maybe you would know the answer to this question, which is Giordano's. Where is Giordano's, then? Is it only in Chicago, or is it all around the area? Because they said it was, like, 36 stores.
There's a bunch in Chicago. And the great, and the Chicago, anywhere that would be served by Chicago style pizza, but I don't know how far it extends, or if it, I don't know how far it extends out, but it's clearly, I don't think it's much outside of around Chicago.
Well, we're gonna have to look that shit up, because Giordano's, the former owner of Giordano's, John Apostolou, I guess is the way to pronounce the guy's name, Chicago pizza chain, of course, Giordano's, making that deep dish delicious pizza. Well,
deep dish pizza.
What's that?
Well, deep dish pizza.
What did I say?
You said deep dish delicious pizza.
Whatever. I've been drinking. Calm down. So, anyways, he went to court for, I guess it was tax evasion. I was skimming the news, and I saw this come up on fucking Mother Jones, because they were talking about how pizza, like, all these fucking pizza moguls are out in the news now, because Herman Cain, I think it's Herman Cain, is running for president. He was the, it's funny, earlier in the episode I brought up the idea of, like, making this big wall between Mexico and the United States. That was, like, one of his platforms that he's running on for president, is he wants to put a moat with fucking, like, an electrified fence, and then a moat in front of it with alligators, so, like, anybody who tries to come over gets eaten by alligators.
Legitimately. See, that's a stupid opinion.
It is a pretty stupid opinion, yeah. But he's got the money, so he can say whatever the fuck he wants. I've got no money. I can't say shit.
Well, you can, just don't want to listen.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, so this guy, John, whatever the fuck his name, Apostolou, I guess, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Mr. Giordano.
Yeah, sure. Ex-Giordano, he's a former owner.
Yeah.
So, he went to court, and the judge said, you know, well, you guys, tax evasion, so on and so forth, and, you know, fraud and whatever else, how are you going to answer for this? And the guy just looked at the judge and said, well, I can answer for it very simply. I don't have to answer to you. I'm a sovereign citizen. Now, is this something that you guys have in Canada? The idea of the sovereign citizen? I'm guessing no, by the way you sigh, because it's got to be an American thing.
It's definitely something that is more of an American...
It comes from the Constitution.
The mindset, the mindset of the American is different. The general American is different. And you guys are way more into that... Not that we're very anti-civil liberty, like, personal freedoms... But you guys are way into personal freedoms, so okay. There's certainly more of those people in the States than there are in Canada, and if it's, and I don't know if it's in our Constitution or anything. If Quebec's having such a hard time separating, I have a hard time believing a person would have an easier time separating.
I have no idea. I'm assuming, because the reason this exists, to people who don't know, sovereign citizen, basically, if you've seen Family Guy, you know what a sovereign citizen is. It's the idea that you... secede personally from the Union. You're not a part of the United States in and of yourself, legally. You don't recognize the authority or jurisdiction in the United States, and even in his, like, little speech, he said that he doesn't recognize U.S. currency, thus he doesn't owe the government any money. So... The fucking balls of anybody to stand up in front of a judge and go, I don't recognize U.S. currency. You can go to fucking middle of goddamn nowhere in Ethiopia and pull out a dollar and they'd fucking murder each other for a fucking dollar. Like, there's, I know that, that's
what, possibly what, inflammatory thing to say. So how does he pay for things? But, does he pay in Swiss francs? Like, what does he do?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's just, I'm basically assuming that this, just like all these other things, because here's the beauty of this thing, is it the sovereign citizen thing started with white supremacists, because white supremacists say that, oh yeah,
it's
like,
always
all
a good idea
ideas.
To follow a white supremacist. They always have the best ideas.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to love where this goes next, but for now, it's saying right now, in the beginning, it came from white supremacists, and the idea was that they said the Constitution technically states that the government is not allowed to go after people for taxes, it's not allowed to go after people for crimes, that the idea is that we're supposed to govern ourselves, and the government is sort of this separate entity, because the idea that after we rebelled from Great Britain, or, you know, from England, we said we don't want to be a part of this whole idea of monarchy and, you know, this tight, you know, tight grip over the citizen. The citizen should have more rights. The citizen should basically be a country of himself. And the idea is very fucking bullshit. Like, it's unbelievably stupid. If you know anything about law in the United States, it's unbelievably stupid. Anybody who has any fucking brain cells to rub together would never come up with this shit. So, sure enough, after the white supremacists got a hold of this and said, like, oh, this is what we're doing, they'll never catch us now, a lot of other fucking cranks and psychos started to take this thing up and being like, yeah, we're not a part of the United States, until Baltimore drug dealers
yes
adapted this. And they would go into court and they would say, we, the drug dealers, are sovereign citizens, and the government doesn't have a right to tell us that we can't sell drugs, and we don't deal in American currency, and we don't do anything with this. And they added something new, which is, it's the live man argument. This I had to look up because this is fucking insane. Live man, flesh and blood, you refuse to be a defendant because you say that whatever name they have on the books is just ink, basically. It's just this, like, this fanciful idea in someone's head. Like, my name wouldn't be Joseph Heflick. It would be, like, I'm not Joseph Heflick on paper. I'm Joseph Heflick in flesh and blood. I'm very different than Joseph Heflick on paper. Thus, I can't be a defendant in a court case because they have to bring Joseph Heflick on paper into court opposed to me, the person, which is...
Lawyers are fucking geniuses. Lawyers
in,
are
an,
fucking
in another realm, is in another realm of insanity. Like, there was.
Yeah, but you gotta respect that level of. Like, that is fucking clever.
No, it's not. Because
no, it is. It is. Like, it's fucking, like, realistically, we can't live that way because everything will break. Like, that clearly that can't work for everyone. Otherwise, the system will grind to a halt and anarchy will ensue. Bad things will happen. But I appreciate being so familiar with the system that you can be so clever to come up with that kind of excuse and it be possibly valid?
But that's the
that's
thing.
Fucking
it's not
clever.
Possibly, it's okay. Not possibly valid is what I'm telling you. It is something. It's pretty much like somebody went up to one of these drug dealers and said this, and they were like, that's a really fucking good idea. That shit's pretty clever. Because yes, on its face, it's very clever. You can't prosecute me because you're prosecuting the man, not the idea. Like that. In theory, beautiful idea. In practice, horrible idea. Because they are going to prosecute you. You
are
a defendant.
It's not
gonna
work.
You are going to court. There's no debate about that. And the judge is going to fucking do anything in his power to harm you after that. Because there is no way he's going to look at that and go, oh, well, this guy gets away because it's a perfectly good argument. No, fucking not even close. The judge is going to look at that and go, number one, why are you defending yourself? That's unbelievably stupid. Anybody who defends himself in court is just the fucking lowest form of fucking idiot scum. If you can get a public defender, everybody can get it. I mean, depending on the level of crime, but if you can get your hands on a public defender, get a fucking public defender. Yeah. Either that or get a lawyer or, you know, get an actual attorney. Because, as they say, a man who is his own attorney has a fool for a client.
Yeah.
That you, you don't want to do it. You have no idea what the hell you're talking about, especially something like that. And all you're going to do is you're going to make a scene and you're just going to piss everybody off. And they're just going to say, okay, guess what? Fuck you. Like, when you calm down, we're going to have a chat and your ass is going to jail.
Yeah,
because whatever's going on here, we're not going to be lenient about it. This is not going to be one of those things of like, oh, you know, mercy of the court. No, if you're going in there and you're saying you don't have jurisdiction over me, this is that they're going to throw the fucking book at you. There's no way they're going to look at it as something creative. It's just going to be, you're fucked. You said that, you're stupid, you're fucked. That's it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, sovereign citizens. Okay, so, final item. I know we're running a bit long on time here, but I wanted to bring up the idea of the fork. The fork is a very interesting thing.
The utensil?
The utensil of the fork.
Okay.
All right, so I've been discussing, I've told you in the past, I play Battlefield and many, many, many games with a guy named Ayn, Justin. I don't say Justin because you know I have a longtime friend, Justin, and I wanted you to get confused, so I say Ayn. So Ayn and I were discussing this, and we were going over the idea that in society, it is okay for you to hit a woman if something happens, if there's a something that can happen. So we basically said, like, all right, for example, if a woman has a gun, is it okay socially for me, a man, to punch a woman that has a gun? Yes, she has a gun. She has a fucking weapon that's fatal. If she shoots me, I die. Of course I can punch her. It's self-defense. I'm just protecting myself. If she has a knife, totally fine. Totally above board. We just whittled it down until we got to the decision that the, like, for example, like if a woman pulled out a Nerf bat and hit you, and you punched her in the face, people would look at that and go, oh my God, that's like you're a scumbag. How could you punch a woman just because she hit you with a foam bat? You know, so obviously it's somewhere above foam bat and below knife. So we kind of like worked it out until we got to the idea of fork. A fork is the thing where you logically have to pause and think about the social implications of striking a woman. And I have something to read you.
Okay.
From California, a woman suspected of stabbing her boyfriend with a fork somewhere between an Indo convenience store and a park was behind bars Tuesday, police said. The woman is accused of stabbing the man in his finger near the Quick and Easy on Miles Avenue and Miles Avenue Park, according to so and so forth, whatever. Police responded to calls of a stabbing. Really? A stabbing? It's a fork.
You can break the skin. Technically a stab.
I know, it's what I'm saying. Like, it's in that gray area of, like, I don't know if it's a weapon. And they found the couple in vicinity a short time later. The police had a difficult time finding the assault fork, able to recover it as well. Yep.
Now I'm picturing someone designing an assault fork.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, it's a little bigger than normal. It's got slightly farther apart tines. They're much more pointy. Maybe a serrated edge. That would be the assault fork.
Like a big scary salad fork?
Those aren't very sharp.
Salad
forks aren't terribly sharp. They're more for tossing, if I'm picturing the same thing as you are.
I might not know what a salad fork is. I'm pretty...
Or are you picturing the fork used to eat salad with?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I was picturing the big, giant forks did. Like, you usually have a fork...
Like, the long fucking stab pieces of the fork. What are they, like, the prongs?
The tines,
I guess, of
the
fork? Yeah. Long, nice. So, the woman, of course, had an outstanding warrant for arrest that was taken into custody without hassle. Well, yeah, I mean, she didn't have the assault fork anymore, so why wouldn't she go without a hassle? The jail booking records say Susan Getty, 44, was arrested in conjunction with the case and booked in the jail cell with charges of assault with a deadly weapon, injuring a spouse or co-inhabitant.
Deadly weapon.
And welfare fraud. Her bail was set at $50,000, and ridiculous. Ridiculous.
There is assault with a weapon. That's not a deadly... Is that can be charged with that?
Is it actually assault with a deadly weapon, yes.
But is there a charge that can be made for... Anyway, is there some sort of other weapons charge that's not deadly weapon?
There would just be assault, I would assume.
It should just be assault. It would be hard to kill someone with a fork.
See, but that's what I'm saying. If you go into a fight with
someone
with a fork...
You can get damaged enough that you can warrant hitting a woman for. Like, it's not always, like, you can be seriously hurt with a fork, but getting killed with a fork is difficult.
If she stabbed you in the trachea, she could kill you.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. The fork is a gray area because it's all about where the stab happens. If she stabs you in the leg or the arm or, like, a flesh wound or something, who cares? Like, you should just be like, you know, like, obviously it hurts. You don't want to be stabbed in the arm with a fork. It's unpleasant. But really, you're going to hit somebody over it? I don't know. That's a little bit, that might be a little bit excessive. Who knows? You know, I mean, the fork's in you. The person's been thusly disarmed. You know, at that point, who really knows? But if someone's coming at you, like, hitting you in the face or hitting you in the throat, like, that's kind of...
That's dangerous.
Kind of scary. Yeah. Man.
Forks.
And hitting women. Yep. What a episode. And with that, how do we even end it anymore?
I don't
remember. So fucking
funny.
You say that you're Ryan.
I'm Ryan, at Gobo on Twitter.
And I'm Joey, at Mr. Balls on Twitter. And thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends. Timmy, play us out.